Rob Martier, I hope you stop down because we have so much going on down here. Cocktails and music.
I will indeed.
It's Friday night. And we have in studio with us Representative Sarah Feigenholtz, Representative John Anthony for our Budget Crisis Corner. And I told them I would wrap up with them before we start talking about adult toys. That's probably appropriate for, I think, I just want to protect their careers. Is there a cough button? What was it? It's commerce.
In my district, it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, my house, too. That sounded weird. It's not commerce. It's entertainment. Anyway, we'll explain what's in the box later after the 12:30 news. We also have music. Steve and Johnny were on a couple weeks ago, and we had the honor of welcoming them in the studio for the entire show, and it was so much fun. And they suggested that we bring some of their very good friends in with us. Joining us tonight is Vicki Emerson and Sarah Morris. They're on tour, and here they are with Follow the Moon.
High in the sky, look at you, shining brightly. I'll follow you home. High in the sky, look at you, shining brightly. I'll follow you home. I will follow you, I will follow you all the way home. I will follow you, I will follow you all the way home. There have been days when I've lost my way and you blow the shadows away. There have been days when I've lost my way and you blow the shadows.
Are definitely Steve and Johnny friends and now friends of ours, I hope.
Well, they're friends now.
It's Vicki Emerson and Sarah Morris. They're on tour together. Where's your next appearance?
We head back up to the Madison area tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Fort Atkinson. There's a great little room called Cafe Carp. And so we'll be playing there tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Cafe Carp. And
Cafe Carp.
We'll have more music with you. And we're going to wrap up our, where are you a resident of Minnesota?
Yes.
Your taxes are higher than ours. Do you know that?
Yes.
Is it painful?
It's all good there.
It's all good. Look at that. It's all good there with higher taxes, Representative Anthony.
They've had Jesse the Body Ventura, Al Franken. Hey.
That's right. They don't have taxes on clothing.
Clothing.
Yeah, that's a bizarre thing to me. I think it's Massachusetts and Minnesota.
Really
it feels good when you're shopping.
You go out of town and you're like, what?
How much more for this?
The shirt's at 34.
Well, I think that the other thing that's really affected commerce when we were mentioning just briefly about something funny, but I was at Sports Authority today and they are closing in, you know, all the Chicago. I don't know if that's a national chain or not, but they are folding. And obviously that has a lot to do with shopping online. How much it has gone out the door as far as revenue for the state of Illinois?
Billions.
Yeah. Because they kind of have a line in the in your taxes, you know, for your state taxes that estimates for you how much you might have spent, but there's really no way to quantify that.
It's self-declaration. I mean, you have to voluntarily put it on your tax form. And so,
and I do, by the way.
Wasn't there a bill
recently?
Well, it's actually something that needs to be done on the federal government level. Yeah. I mean, we did battle through the Amazon tax here in Illinois, mm-hmm. but there is a tremendous disadvantage to bricks and mortar mom and pop businesses mm-hmm. in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois because of this. You know, if you don't have a building, a physical building with a retail store in it,
right.
in this state, and you are doing an internet business, you are tax-free. So right. this is a real disadvantage.
For the businesses that are in the state of Illinois.
Correct.
That are paying
rent.
That's
a free market decide.
What's a free... and fair enough. And there are people who are coming up with solutions. I think in much the way that musicians and comics, and we're all independent contractors, right? So we're always trying to figure out a way, whether it's selling merchandise or, you know, performing for private functions and things like that. I saw in Springfield at that farmer's market there,
yes.
There's something called the fashion truck. And they're in the 217, so they travel around to different towns. And it's a, have you seen the fashion truck in Springfield, Rep?
No.
It's adorable.
I've been to the farmer's market, but I was there just this week because we were in session. So
there was a green truck, and there's little steps into it, and it's a little boutique. It's like, it's not that, I mean, it really, you walked in there, you wouldn't even know you were inside of a truck. There was a fitting room, adorable clothes and jewelry and purses.
Where was it parked,
Pam? It was not far from, like down the block from Moxo's.
Oh. Yeah. You're going to have the purple.
You should text me next time.
I will. Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to leave town, and I ran into Senator McGuire, who just looked like he did not know what it just happened. He was like, "What? I don't understand what's going on here."
Was that the purple experience?
What's the purple
experience? Were you there for the purple experience?
What was the purple experience?
The cover band for Prince?
No, I did
not. Oh, it was awesome. You should have them in here. Singing here, the purple experience.
All right, Craig, let's get the purple experience.
It was awesome.
Well, cover songs are a little tough for us. We have to sort of navigate cover songs. Craig, can we get some of the texters for the – do we have any texts that came in?
Just questions
for
the
representatives.
We had a call from Owen who couldn't hold on that said the administration 30 years ago is the reason that we got into this mess in the first place.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like everyone who's offering a solution wants that same administration or the people in that same side to be in power once again. So he was curious what we thought about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's a hard question.
Is he talking about the former governor?
Correct.
Well, 30 years
from
ago
Champaign.
Would be.
You were in nursery school, John.
Hey, I'm 40. I'm not that young.
That would be grade school. 30 years ago would be, was that Edgar? Governor Edgar was
Jim Thompson.
Yes.
Was it Thompson 30 years? Well,
mm-hmm. That's when he was a Republican governor. He's a wonderful man. But he is probably the architect of skipping the pension payment.
And part of that was also there were constitutional amendments to force payment for pensions. And I think part of it was also to protect, make sure that teachers were getting their pensions because they were never going to make as much as other industries, perhaps. And I think that was in the late 70s. I know I did some research.
I think putting our foot down about the pension payments happened in 1996.
And at that point, it was already, the ball had already been going down
already,
the hill.
Missed the
ramp
up.
You're talking about?
Yeah. So... I want to say it was 1995 or 96 when Lee Daniels was speaker.
Ah, good old Lee Daniels. I don't remember.
A couple other quick texts, kind of the same idea from the 360. This is Aaron. Here's an idea. Every politician doesn't get paid until a budget is passed.
I believe
that's happening right now.
From the 773, one thing that has to be cut is politician salaries. They get outrageous increases while Social Security recipients get a mere 25%.
You know what I found out? I found out how much they make. How much do you think they make, Craig? Just give
I have
a number.
No idea.
$67,000.
Plus per diems.
Plus per diems.
But here,
we have not had an adjustment at all for years, mm-hmm. and we are not getting paid now. We're at the bottom of the pile.
Your
I'm a full-time legislator.
Yes.
By the way.
So this is your career.
And I also declined the pension. I don't have a state pension. I declined it when I came into the legislature.
So I don't. Yeah, people are saying don't pay them. The comptroller has suspended paychecks for the legislators.
Well,
right?
She hasn't suspended them.
Stop.
She put him at the bottom,
of the pile.
It's okay.
Everybody else first.
Nobody's complaining.
Well, there you go.
Have you heard anybody complain?
I have not heard anybody
I get it.
Yes. There you go.
From the 815, move geographically over one state and they have everything under control. It is just embarrassing what's happening here in Illinois.
Which way? Iowa or Indiana?
They actually didn't specify.
Probably Indiana.
The CEOs in Indiana make about 372 times what their average worker makes. Continue on.
Have you been doing your homework?
What? But they also have a flat tax like Illinois.
Yeah.
Correct.
From
one
the six
of eight
three...
states, you know.
Oh, sorry. From the 630, just started listening to this topic. One, I thought the salary money was supposed to go to schools. Are officials being paid, which we've answered that question now. But the lottery money, is that going to schools?
Lottery money? That you can answer that one, Representative Anthony. You seem to be amused.
They're paying out the lottery. No, I'm just kidding. that's where it was the intended purpose. But
you know what? The lottery, you know, with all due respect, the lottery is if the public ever believed that the lottery was going to pay for the cost of education in the state of Illinois, they were misled.
Right.
Because it actually is a very, very small amount of money that we make at the lottery. And it doesn't even, you know, it's just a minuscule portion of what our obligations are to education.
I think when you think about the millionaire's tax, the intended purpose was for what? Education.
Education, correct.
Do we really believe that money would all go to education? I think not.
And I think it was only going to be about an increase of about, what, $400 and change per student? That was an interesting vote, the first one I saw last year when the bill was introduced. So there's a lot going on. Craig,
I have to protect my farmers.
Absolutely. Well,
one last quick text. This one's a little bit nicer. Thank you, Patty, for having these two reps on. They are informative and respectful, not getting angry and pointing fingers at each other. I've learned a lot tonight.
They just started pointing fingers. Well, at least Representative Feigenhalt. Oh, there goes Anthony.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Did you see that?
Now they're poking. They're poking each other.
This is a battery
fingers.
Now.
This, a battery. You know? Well, you would know in law enforcement.
That's right.
We are having our budget crisis corner with Representative Sarah Feigenhalt and Representative John Anthony. We also have Vicki Emerson and Sarah Morris in studio with us for some live music. They are appearing tomorrow in Madison. And at the Cafe Carp. Should be Cafe Carp Diem. No, that didn't make sense. Cafe Carp.
We had this conversation.
Yeah. Did you really?
Seize the day.
But it's a great venue. I mean, really.
It sounds wonderful. And you'll be playing music there, making it even better.
Right.
And newsman Rob Martier joined us in the studio as well for the weekend wind-up and what's in the box after 12:30. More after this on 720. Oh, and Knife and Time with Nikki Allen and Elliot Serrano. This is a full studio tonight. This
really
is so
do.
Much fun. More after this.
Change can come like a lightning bolt, like a slamming door. And suddenly what you had you don't have anymore. Just an old memory of the way things used to be. Sometimes change rolls in like a slow dance. Think you're lucky, 'cause now there's time for a second chance to figure out how to move your two left feet. Baby, that sounds like you and me. I'm halfway here, I'm halfway gone. I can't decide which side I'm on. But it wouldn't take too much for you to sway me. Slay me, won't you sway me?
Unbelievable. Sarah Morris. She and Vicki Emerson are touring together. There'll be a Cafe Carp in Madison, Wisconsin tomorrow night. And I want to catch up with you guys. And I'm going to, I've got so many things going on. I have a text from somebody who wanted to, I know that Sarah, Representative Sarah Feigenholz wanted to end on something positive before we end our budget crisis corner. I have a message. I actually had the same message from last year from a listener. Mary says that she's interested in the education budget or her school, Philip Rock Center, and a school for residential deaf blind school will be forced to close. Will the budget ever get passed? And she's sad because she wrote the exact same thing a year ago. And I mean, that's terrifying. You know, that's one of the reasons I came down to Springfield last year.
Well, if we don't get a budget, I would hope that when we go back in on Wednesday, you know, Leader Durkin introduced an appropriation stopgap measure.
Right.
When were we in?
It was on Tuesday morning when that came in. Yes.
Yeah. And we actually did give them an opportunity to look at the bill.
Come in the week before there was a stopgap budget.
So hopefully. We can get a vote on that, and that actually is something that we can. And I think the representative about it, and
you know
there's
what?
No turnaround agenda attached to it.
Right. You know, I think that you know there's a few bells and whistles that people have been around a while waited for, and when I heard Jim Durkin, who I've known and I have a lot of respect for, I care. He's a great guy, Republican leader, got up on the floor and talked about the two bills he filed.
Mm-hmm.
And that none of them include anything about the turnaround agenda. You know, this is another unique thing about this administration is that I have never known a budget process to be sidetracked or derailed because of other agenda items so significantly. I mean, I think that the governor, first time in government, you know, God bless him. We all had high hopes. We all tried to stay positive. I met with Governor Rauner before he was the governor and just said, whatever you need, I'm happy to work with you because that is what we do.
Right. That should be the first instinct of our legislators and our executive branch.
And frankly, you know, he is my third Republican governor. I must be, you know, I must come out of the closet on that. That's how long I've been around.
Are you coming out of the closet that you're a Republican?
And I was very hopeful. But one of the things that I would like to petition the governor and ask him to stop bashing Chicago.
Yeah, that's been weird.
I mean, I have to tell you, I feel like I'm getting socked in the stomach every time he says something negative about our fair city, which we all love.
Has that gone into high gear in the last week?
It has.
Because I saw that on Tuesday and I was
right.
Like, oh.
He went downstate and all he is doing is bashing Chicago.
But there was a certain alderman that tried to bring a racial aspect to this. This governor has no racial. This governor is not racially motivated. It has nothing to do with race.
Oh no, and I haven't heard
but
that tone of it.
This was on CapFax.
It seemed. Oh, someone on CapFax said that
it was an accused governor.
It was
an alderman from the city of Chicago
saying it was
that
racist.
Tried to stoke the racial.
I haven't gotten that sense.
Governor nowhere near it.
I've only gotten Chicago.
You know,
versus...
these are all distractions.
Yeah, that's exactly
I agree.
What they are.
These are all distractions. I mean, the fact is that. The fact is that we love our city. We know our schools have to open. They opened last year.
Chicago fails. The state fails. Yeah. We all know that.
This mm-hmm. is, see this? This is the economic engine of the state of Illinois right here, Michigan Avenue. I park my car. It is teeming with people.
Your car?
Sorry. I'll tell you about that later.
I know I have to give you guys better directions. I feel like
we in Chicago are very proud of our city. We have a lot of city pride, mm-hmm.
and I'm proud of the rest of the state. I've been spending time with farmers and I've been learning about the corn season, mm-hmm. about planting and
fructose
and the the side dressing. We'll be going back in July to do some of the aerial spraying. So, I mean, there's a lot in the state that is important. Yes, go ahead.
You know, I'm not here to defend the governor or anything like that. I'm not here to speak on his behalf. But I do think you have to look at when he first came in the office, he had a 44-point turnaround agenda. I believe it's now dwindled down to 3 or 4 items. I mean, I think this governor has shown that he's willing to compromise. I think you would have to agree that he has shown that he's willing to compromise. I think when you I sit on public safety appropriations. I've never been to a meeting where we actually talk about the appropriations ever. Actually, I was kicked out of a meeting.
And because it's predominantly Democrats.
Because I was basically told, we got this. You guys, we don't need you guys in a room.
That's not a collaborative
I didn't
effort.
Come there for right. that. And the representative knows that I believe in bipartisanship. I think that's the only way mm-hmm. we fix this problem. I think that's the only way this impasse comes to an end. If rank and file members coming together saying, enough is enough, let's get something done. But we have to be involved in the process. And that's the problem in Springfield. The Republicans have not been part of the process as of late. And if we're going to change the state, we're going to have to, that's how we
John,
do it.
John, I love you, but I so totally disagree.
Uh-oh. It was going so well.
I just want to say that there are bipartisan working groups on turnaround agenda items, mm-hmm. on workers' comp, mm-hmm. on collective bargaining. And then on the budget items, you've got members from both sides of the aisle. It's evenly divided. Our five approach chairs, mm-hmm. Your five minority spokespersons are in the room, equivalent staff, all of them coming up with these ideas, you know. But here's something I want to talk to you about. So one of the items in Governor Rauner's framework was helping the city of Chicago retool their police and fire pension. Now, mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm a Chicago girl. I always had the firehouse on the corner,
Wrigley.
Right. And even growing up, you know, the police and fire are a very important part of our community. We count on them to protect us, right? And so one of the items that the governor had was, he was supporting the mayor's idea about how he was going to resolve this problem. It was part of his framework, and the bill was on his desk last Monday, and he vetoed it.
Is that the bill that just passed out of the House?
Well, it didn't exactly pass out of the House. There was a
veto override.
A veto override, which was, again, another part of history. I mean, we very rarely do this. This is the first veto override. But my question is, why would the governor change his mind? Why would he not support something that is going to make the city of Chicago solvent, to get back up on its feet? What was he thinking?
I think you should go down to Springfield, the second floor, and ask
him. Can we get his number? Does anyone have his phone number? We'll ask him. We can ask. Can we ask? Can we ask?
You know,
we'll call him. Can we do the wake-up call?
I just want people in the city of Chicago, people who are scratching their heads around the state of Illinois, to understand this was something the governor said he supported, and then in the end he vetoed the bill.
Yeah, we have to ask him.
I personally have never heard him say he supported it. That's just, I have not heard him. I'm not.
We're super late for the news, but I promise you could end on something positive. Do you want to tell our listeners something positive, Sarah?
I am really confident that now that the Republican leader has stepped up and said that the turnaround agenda is off the table, there are, by the way, two budgets on the governor's desk that he can act on, mm-hmm. that we passed, one with bipartisan support. So there's lots of options. Yeah, we have, 2046, the bill that we all voted for.
Oh, that one.
Sure. Yeah, you know. I mean, there's this like litany of bills that have gone to the governor's desk that he's not touched, but there are two right now. And I'm hoping that now that, you know, we don't have a lot of time, you know, there will not be any opportunity to execute a contract for anything in our prisons. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be able to pay for supplies. He has no authority to do anything if we don't do a budget. And so I'm optimistic that now that we've kind of had our crazy day, May 31st, yeah. that we're going to be able to get to yes. I know that Representative Anthony and I are both very committed to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hope springs eternal.
Representative Anthony?
I'm hoping that we get to a resolution soon. But as I said earlier, it has to be a bipartisan solution. It can't be us continuing to point fingers and who's right, who's wrong. It's everybody put down your guns and just come to the table and say, there are people that are hurting. I'm a former social worker.
Oh,
So I'm from the streets of Chicago. A lot of people don't know this about me. I lived literally in these streets for 3 years of my life homeless. So I get it. I understand it. And that's why I'm willing to do what needs to be done to make sure that Illinois becomes a great state again, because we should be the greatest state in the Midwest.
Absolutely. Well, in the country, but that's, I know we have high goals. Thank you so much, Representative John Anthony.
And yes. The Northsiders are also waiting for a World Series.
Well, I was
going to
say, let's end on Cubs because you're both Cubs fans. That works for
we both chair the Cub Caucus in Springfield, so go Cubbies.
Before we let you go, and I will post the information on our Facebook page as well, how can people get a hold of you, Representative Feigenholz?
Sarah at StateRepSarah.com.
And Representative Anthony?
RepAnthony.com.
That's Vicki Emerson and her song Runaway Train. She's live in the Allstate Showcase Studios with Sarah Morris and Nikki Allen from Knife and Tyne. I'm sorry, musician and songwriter, singer Sarah Morris.
Yes.
And singer-songwriter, musician Vicki Emerson. Bartender extraordinaire, restaurateur, I guess is a great way to also introduce you, is Nikki Allen. Our chief geek officer, one of our favorites here. Oh, well, they're all favorites. I used to go into a show where they would say, like, one of our favorites, and then it would be like Ann Patty Vasquez. But everyone who comes in the studio, if I haven't asked you to leave, it means I like having you on the show. So you become a favorite. Not that having asked the reps to leave, but really, an hour and a half.
My head hurts.
Does it? I know you didn't say anything. I thought you would.
Oh,
have...
there was so much I wanted to say.
I know.
And there were so many things I wanted to say, but it would have been like, man, I'm going to derail this. So.
Well, how lovely to have music sort of break up the pace.
We really tried to help.
Thank you.
No, you did. Welcome. Such Thank great you. Voices. Really beautiful. Yeah. Did you get a chance to? I don't know if you enjoy cocktails, but Nikki has a great cocktail.
I know.
It's bad for your throat.
No. We enjoy cocktails. But we've been really working hard today.
Yeah.
We were in Madison. We had a radio thing. We had a gig.
Did you come down for us?
We played a gig earlier.
Okay. I was like, oh my God. Do we have pizza
just
for them?
Me too.
I get nervous. I never know.
No, this is like awesome.
Where did you play tonight?
We played at Uncommon Ground.
Oh, wonderful. What a great venue.
It was. And we packed up our stuff and came over here to hang with you.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. And Nikki, what cocktail did you make for us tonight? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Black and stormy. So not a dark and stormy, a black and stormy. Because dark and stormies have the dark Gosling's rum. It's a little sweeter. This is not as sweet, mm-hmm. which I think it's pretty good.
It's
refreshing.
Good.
Oh, ginger beer, rum.
It's black and stormy.
A black and stormy.
Just like I like my women's.
I kind of felt that one coming. Like, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I, there's got to be something after that.
How has no one gotten that? By the way, if you go to WGNradio.com, you can look at the live feed and the live stream and see that Representatives Sarah Feigenholz and Representative John Anthony are up in the newsroom right now talking to Roger Badish. So they're checking
they're keeping
out the
it
newsroom.
Going. They're making
yeah.
rounds.
I love that. Rob Martier is giving them a tour, and that was very nice of Aww. Him. You now, where are you from originally, Sarah?
I'm
Vicki.
Yeah,
yes.
I grew up in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Elmwood, which is the self-proclaimed UFO capital of the world.
What happened at Rockwell?
No.
Oh, those wimps. They
crash in Roswell. They fly
Roswell.
Over.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you see them there all the time.
Yeah, they have UFO days every July. And
do they have crop circles? Are they...
So I told this story yesterday, and I forgot all about this, is that in the 1980s, when I was in, like, grade school and stuff, you remember the talk show circuit, like Sally Jesse and all? Remember?
Yeah, okay. With the red glasses.
Yeah. So a bunch of the townspeople went on all these talk shows, okay? And they were talking about it. Well, then this guy comes to the town, and he wants to build a landing strip.
For the UFOs. With, like, a welcome sign?
Correct.
It's what they've been waiting for.
And so he collected money from the townspeople.
No.
And he left.
That's brilliant. His own Kickstarter.
I know. For this was like in the 80s. Like he was really the pioneer.
Yes. He wanted to build the monorail, like in The Simpsons.
Oh,
monorail.
Man.
Monorail. And then, yeah. Okay, everyone
That's
knows
fantastic.
UFOs don't need a landing strip.
No.
Because they can hover.
I know. Yeah, the technology is so far above ours.
See, again.
That's where all the crop circles are.
I'm confused how we know so much about UFOs. I thought we didn't understand them at all.
I don't know
that they
TV.
Can hover.
Come on.
I love it.
So have you? No. I know, I have not. I have not.
You sound disappointed.
But I won the beauty queen contest when I was a 15, 16 year old to be Miss UFO.
A belated congratulations to you. To be Miss UFO? How do you win Miss UFO?
I played the piano.
I know, but like, is there...
I wore a green shiny dress.
There you go. There it is.
Did you play the Close Encounters theme?
Oh, yeah. What did you play on the piano?
I think I played like something like Chopin-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It was loud. It was just loud and busy. And they were like, oh, look at that. She can play fast. She wins.
she plays with the speed of a alien.
Sorry, that's terrible.
And Sarah, where are you from?
I'm from Minneapolis area originally. Yeah.
And so what brings you to, how did you two meet?
So we are both moms who are musicians, and there's not like a ton of us, and so we had a mutual friend who was like, the two of you need to get together, and we did some shows together, and then I released an album, Ordinary Things, this fall, and Vicky released one in January, Wake Me When the Wind Dies Down, and I decided I was going to do an Americana Music Association radio campaign, get my CD out to all the stations and do it myself, which mm-hmm. I'd never done before. You know, usually you hire someone for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it worked for a coal miner's daughter.
We're right, out of budget. So I was like, I'm going to do it myself. And, you know, and I knew Vicky was kind of in that place as well. And I said, you know, I've kind of made this spreadsheet. Do you want in on this spreadsheet? Because it's Google Docs. You can share that stuff, you know.
What's the spreadsheet nice. Like of radio stations and then venues?
Radio stations and contact info, like so that
shows,
you knew.
DJs, all yeah. of that for Americana music.
Right.
All over the United States. There were 72 of them. Yeah. And at any given time, there are like 400 to 500 albums being pushed at the AMA chart, and most of them by promoters or record labels. Mm-hmm. And so we started calling these people, and they were like, why are you calling me? I'm like, because I'm calling you.
Because
you know?
I am
go
a musician
find my album.
And I'm talented.
I'm on your desk. Here's my name. I'll wait for you to get a pen. And they were just like, I cannot believe you're calling. I'm going to go listen to it because you had, you know, the gumption.
Tenacity.
Right.
Yeah.
And that happened for Sarah. Happened. So our albums were like, you know, in the 200s. And then it was like 150. And then it was like 120. And then it was like breaking 100. And then it was like 70. And we got as high as like 58.
That's wonderful.
It was really close to
cracking
40. It was a lot of work.
A lot of work. So many phone calls.
It was so fun.
So much like telling my children, you just have to be quiet for just one more minute. I have to sound professional. And then they'd be like, I'm like, so I'm Sarah Morris and blah, blah. And then my mom. And like, oh, well, the jig is up. Like,
yeah. They're going to know it's me.
Very clear that this is what's
we had so much fun doing that. We would banter back and forth on text messages about people who weren't nice to us.
Oh, tell me who wasn't nice to you. Okay.
Oh, we had some.
You don't want to burn bridges
some.
Here.
Texas.
I don't mind burning bridges, but I won't let you do it to yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were like, well, let's we should do some shows. And here we are.
And how long of a tour? From when to when? And where can people find your appearance schedule?
Yeah. So you could look on either of our websites. My website is sarahmorrismusic.com and Sarah with an H, Morris like the cat. Vicky is vickyemerson.com. We did one show 2 weeks ago, and then this weekend we started in Appleton. And then
where'd you play in Appleton?
We were at the Deja Vu Martini Bar.
That's a great town, by the way.
I went to college in Appleton.
Oh, you did? Like, you went to Lawrence?
Yes, I did. Nobody ever.
Well, no, Cleo's. It's always Christmas
at
Cleo's.
I was so excited to see that Cleo's was still there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, they're the best snowball. There's
yes.
a yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
She did not think this was going to happen.
That
no,
yesterday.
I actually mm-hmm. took a picture of it for my friends because you know we graduated a while ago, mm-hmm. and so I was like, Cleo's is still here.
You know who loves that bar? That's one of Louis Black's favorite bars.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to.
It is,
throw
I mean,
a few back
a great...
go to the Houdini Museum.
Yes.
Spend some time. Frank's Pizza Palace with mounds of mushrooms.
I am impressed.
All
you know
that.
Some Appleton.
I know some Appleton.
I like
love
that.
Appleton. Willem Dafoe is from Appleton.
Yeah.
I know all these things.
It's
and,
a good town.
And Joe McCarthy.
It sometimes smells like
I know.
Paper.
That,
but,
yeah,
you know.
The paper mills are there. They have this, it's the first time I ever saw like an apartment building that was in an old, it was a repurposed factory, right? It was the paper.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they had a sliding scale for rent, which I thought was brilliant. According to income.
Right.
Hi, Elliot. I know a lot about that.
I know, you have this uncanny ability. I mean, she does this thing where, like, you did this in the restaurant the other day where you're talking to the waitress and she said, "Where are you from?" "Oh, I'm from Michigan." "What town?" She names this little town that I've never
Grand
heard.
Rapids is
okay,
not
okay. Grand little. Rapids, whatever. But you're like, "Oh yeah, I know that bar that's over there." "Oh yeah, I know that place." And then, "Oh, they have great."
They have a stop sign in the middle of the river because of their art festival.
Right, and then she is astounded that you know all these things.
20 years on the road.
I know.
They know towns, right. Places, and especially if you go back to a town, if you have a favorite and you're lucky enough to get to be, you know, a regular there, you have your haunts. You have your places you like going to.
I've traveled. Yeah. I don't remember everywhere I've been
I
to.
I remember everywhere I've been to.
Also, girls.
Yeah.
Girls.
Yeah, girls. Sorry.
We got the memories.
And Nikki's a world traveler. Like, I've never had the opportunity to do the kind of traveling that you do. You've gone to tell us some of the places you've been, Nikki.
I've been to Rome, mm-hmm. Ireland, Brazil. That was a fun one. You like the pictures in that one.
Yeah, you did.
No, so it's just really cool just to literally go with a backpack and not care what time you have to be somewhere, who you have to bring, and what your opinions are to whoever else is at the bar. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. That sounds great.
She just hits the airplanes and just takes off.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Check with Brazil.
I'll be put on that. Let's
okay.
go.
All
Let's
right.
go.
Okay. Well,
there's a singer good. That we've had on the show, Tess Considine, who's also a songwriter. She's young. She's 17, maybe, Craig. Mm-hmm. And she went to Paris and like played, you know, was playing in the streets. Actually, not long before the terrorist attack, and had all these great pictures of, you know, just playing her music and just kind of putting it out there. Was it, to be 17 again,
yeah.
And just be like, I'm going to go. I know, because I'm a mom as well. That was hard to go on the road. And do people ask you about that? Because they ask me sometimes about, like, is it hard to leave your kids? And you're like, I'm a better person because I also do what I love.
Right.
And I'm a good mom.
That's yes. absolutely the deal. Yeah.
Yes. And ours are pretty little. And so we both kind of had to push pause on music to,
yeah.
you know, mine are 3.5 and 5.5, and Sarah's are 6.5 and 3.5. And so we really had to push the pause button. And it was like, boy, why am I so crabby all the time and unhappy and snapping up? Oh, it's because I haven't played music in like 2 years, you know? And then now it's getting much more into balance.
Yeah,
and it feels really good.
If there was time when I wasn't doing enough stand-up comedy, my husband's like, you need to go put that somewhere.
Right?
You need to go put the crazy on the stage because it's all up in here.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, there was one time. Well, you know that, like, that I can feel the rage. Like, I can feel it. Like, it's like mine comes up here. Like, yeah. It starts in my neck muscles. And the story I tell on stage about our laundry. And my husband had done all the laundry in the house. He had washed it and dried it and then just thrown it back into the laundry bags and not put any of it away. And when I left for the road, there were 2 laundry bags. When I came back, there were 4, meaning he didn't put it away. And rather than do that, he left the house to buy 2 more laundry bags. And I just took all the laundry. I was just like, if we're going to live like this, let's just. And I started throwing it everywhere. And I was like, okay, there's clearly something wrong. I've hit my max. We are hanging out with some wonderful guests in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have Elliot Serrano with us. We have Sarah Morris and Vicki Emerson. They are traveling and performing all over the Midwest predominantly, or kind of far-flung areas?
Yeah, for now. But we're looking at doing some stuff in the fall.
And anytime you come through town, we'll come back in a moment and talk to you. But anytime you're in town, please let us know. You're welcome.
Oh, that's
anytime.
So sweet.
Oh, my
Thank
pleasure.
You,
and they'll be at Cafe Carp in Madison, Wisconsin tonight, technically, but for us, we
yeah.
have not gone to bed
I know,
yet. It's tomorrow night. Nikki Allen has brought us cocktails from Knife and Tyne. As you know, I'm addicted. Ooh, where can they go to vote for Paul Chef Paul's Burger? What's the website?
Oh my goodness.
We'll find it.
Give me 1 second.
No, take a look and when we come back. But Knife and Tyne, 1417 West Fullerton Avenue, one of the great restaurants in Chicago. More after this on 720 WGN. Music from Sarah Morris, Used to Be Mine, and she and Vicki Emerson are playing at Cafe Carp in Madison, Wisconsin. Later on, they have. I want to let them go because you need to get some rest. I know that you know you can hang out. We're night owls and we're moms, so our schedules are all over the place anyway. But you also have you're gonna hang out somewhere fun. Have you been at the Airbnb that you're trying out?
Yes,
you've been there, so it's cool.
It's fantastic.
All right, so go enjoy the space.
Okay,
I know
you.
What it's like to like be someplace that isn't filled with toys. I'm just saying. Again, their websites are Sarah, Morris. That's with an H and like the cat.
Yes, Sarah Morris Music.
Oh, SarahMorrisMusic.com. And Vicky?
VickyEmerson.com.
Go find their schedule. Purchase their music. Thank download you. It. And we look forward to having you back.
Oh, we can't wait.
Thank you so Thank much. You Be ready. Safe. And I got to take a selfie with you 1 second. Yeah. And Nikki, did you find the website, or do you want to do it after the news?
After the news.
Yes. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.